Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. My guest right now is someone we've had on the show before, and he's a great guy. His name is Ron Henderson. He's also known as the Fitness King. He's been a personal trainer for over 3 decades. He's the author of several books, the latest being Mason's Snack Attack. And he is here to talk about some habits of highly fit people and 10 tips on how to stay encouraged. And we'll talk about his new book. He's the Fitness King, and it's fitnessking.com. And we welcome Ron back to the show. Hello, Ron.
Hello, how are you doing, Nick?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing great always. You know that.
Yeah. All right. So listen, Ron, tell everybody, but for people who might not know, give everybody your background and how you got started into fitness and all that stuff.
You know, basically, I was a kid watching growing, and everywhere I go, I say this story, so I'll be brief with it, but, you know, grew up watching Jack Lane, grew up watching Popeye the Sailor Man, all those shows, and of course, with, you know, Popular Mechanics, you got ass on the back of that, and you got the skinny guy with a little kid being bullied, and the guy's kicking sand in his face, and you saw those things, you know, and you desire, you don't want to be bullied. And growing up in the area that I grew up, there was a lot of bullying going on, and so from watching Jack Lane and those kind of shows, which really was my main inspiration, I started working out early, and I decided that I didn't want to be that kid that would be, you know, that skinny kid, the bullied, and always liked the motivational messages that Jack talked about, you know, be very positive and those kind of things. So I started working out when I was very young, got in great shape. I would say by the time I graduated, I had one of those type Bruce Lee type bodies, and I have pictures online to show it.
Yeah.
So,
and you still work out all the time.
Oh yes, I have to.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll be 62 coming up May 15th.
Congratulations!
Thank you, sir.
62. And now, how many people do you have? That you train personally, or your personal trainer? Do you have a big group of people that you train?
Well, you know, I do, but I don't. It's like people actually ask me this, and I've said this. I was being interviewed a while back, and I said this. I intentionally don't count the numbers of people that I train. And the reason I don't is because I'm always fixated on the person, not the money that I make. Now, the one thing that I can count easier, because it's just something when you're gifting people, is, yeah, I probably have 2 people right now that have lost jobs or whatever that I'm training for free. Those I count.
Yeah.
You know, because mm-hmm. it's about helping people with their fitness. It's not about making money. Yes, you have to make money, but that's not why I got involved in fitness. I got involved in fitness because I wanted to see people change the quality of their life, like people like Jack Lane and like my dad, and like I have for over 36 years now in this business.
Yeah. Now, and I also understand that you're actually doing more corporate stuff now, where you're actually going to corporations and, teaching them that being healthy, being fit actually makes the company work better and adds to a better atmosphere, correct?
Oh yes, sir. And, you know, I've done that for years, but what's happened more recently is my wife actually loves to drive. I hate driving. I hate driving, literally. So basically the deal is, if it doesn't take too much time, and if she doesn't mind, unless, of course, flying is differently, but as long as she's willing to drive, if she'll drive 6 hours or whatever, we'll go out and do that. And the last place I spoke at in Broome, Minnesota, I mean, it was great because when you get up there and you see these CEOs who've never actually been motivated at this level, and they come back and they say all their employees are now working out, that really makes me feel like I've done my job to motivate these people to take that next step. And whether they're blue collar, whether they're, you know, the dirty fingernails or the top CEO, I have a gift inside that's given me the ability to actually to relate to all those people and to inspire them. So I enjoy doing that, and I'm working on doing even more.
Okay. Now, we've got some stuff here that you wanted to talk about. There's seven habits of highly fit people. Now, you are one of these people that is highly fit, and you have some habits. And one of them, like habit number one, to explain this, is they don't buy junk.
Yeah, Nick, they don't buy junk food. And when I say that, it's like people make all these excuses, but when I go into people's homes and I open up their cupboards, it's full of, you know, the, I don't want to name brand anything, but it's just full of sweets and treats and all this stuff. And then they're constantly complaining about their weight or constantly complaining about these things. But it's called junk food for a reason, mm-hmm. okay? And so the what you have to do is just don't buy it. And you can't say, well, you know, I'm buying it for my son. Oh, I'm buying it for my wife. No, if it's there, let's be honest. Anybody, if it's there, eventually you're going to consume it.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you need to get rid of the chips, you need to get rid of the cookies, all that stuff. Any of those things, even the processed foods and all that, that's all junk. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not benefiting your body. You're better off getting the fresh stuff. And the more you can do that, better.
And then habit number two, they have priorities. And this is one of the things that I think people need a lot of help in, Ron, is to make exercise a priority. And some people always say, I don't have time. I got this. I have that to do. I've got work and all this. But you have to make time and make a priority exercise to be a priority, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. You don't have time. People, you know, it's just like, what's the best time for to have kids? There's no best time. You have the kids and you... You know, you take care of your kids. Well, you know, you got a body. You have to take care of your body, Nick, the same way that you pay your bills. If you don't make the time to pay your bills, to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage, you're going to be out of the house. Well,
right.
A lot of people are out of their body, so to speak, okay, because they're writing checks with their body. They can't afford the cash. And what I mean about that, Nick, is they're not making exercise a priority. So all of a sudden, they're 40. But they're walking around with these big bellies that are pulling on their back, that's straining them. They're looking 10, 15 years old. And, you know, what I want to do is I want to have people, you know, and a lot of people, you know, do look 15, 20 years younger that apply these principles and techniques of fitness economics. So my goal is to motivate people to make exercise a priority, take care of yourself, pay yourself first, do the same, treat your body the same way as a bill. And it is the most important bill you will ever take care of mm-hmm. is you.
Mm-hmm. Another thing here that you point out, another habit, fit people stop eating when they feel full. And this is always an interesting one to me, Ron, because, you know, you might feel full, but because, you know, here in this country, our portion sizes are so huge that we feel the need to, like, eat everything on the plate or eat everything that's in the bowl, correct?
Yeah. Yes, this is true. And here's the sad thing about that. I got to share this. The sad thing about that, I think when you grow up with your parents being, you know, from the Depression era and those kind of things, you know, they work so hard for their money that basically the principles is you eat everything that's on your plate. You know, well, I understand that. But the bottom line is what you need to do is start giving your children, especially smaller plates, so then it's a lot easier for them to eat everything on their plates, smaller plates, smaller portions. Instead of loading up their plate like they're at the buffet line every time you're feeding your children, and then you have to eat everything. And so you can't wait till you feel full. Most of the time when people are full, they've already eaten too much in the first place. If you look at your hand, that's about all you really need to eat, portion size. But all of us generally tend to consume more than what's necessary. So don't wait till you feel stuffed. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll just have them cut it in half immediately, and I'll bag it. The other thing I'll do, Nick, is I'll actually, if I'm eating and I feel like I want to eat more and I know I don't have time to even take it with me, this sounds really bad, but I'll actually pour salt on top of it, a lot of salt on top of the food, so I won't eat it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, I do that intentionally because guess what? It's really good. Ron Henderson, the fitness king, doesn't have the willpower.
Right. Yeah,
so I just get it out of the way.
That's
you know?
Right. Habit number four here is they push themselves. You challenge yourself. Now, to stay fit, you have to challenge yourself. You have to push yourself, correct?
Yeah, you have to challenge yourself. And I have people, you know, here's the thing. I love it when people are making these changes. I love it. But here's the thing. As a trainer, I want to see people go to the next level. So, and I have a few clients that, I mean, they tell me every week, man, thank you. They've been training with me for 7 years. I love what you do. But you know what? I still want them to push themselves more. And when you don't push yourself more, you're not going to get to that next level. And you need to shock the body, you know, the intensity. You're going to be burning more calories later when you make the workouts more intense. So you have to constantly be pushing yourself. You want to feel like you've worked your muscles when you're done. Make yourself sweat. You want to get that nice burn in the muscles. Now, you don't want to sacrifice your form for that extra rep, but you definitely want to push yourself. And those things, that's just important. And most people, they just kind of go in the gym, they kind of, you know, la-da-da, and then they say, hey, I've been working out. But it's important to just push yourself in. Sometimes if you're competing with a friend or something that's about at the same level, Nick, that will help you because that will motivate you to try to beat them a little bit. And it's healthy competition, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Now, Nick, talk a little bit about how important it is to drink water. Because it's a basic thing, but I think a lot of people don't even think about it, and they should.
Well, you need to drink a lot of water because if you don't drink a lot of water, first of all, your body's made up mostly water. But if you don't drink a lot of water, you're going to consume those excess calories. Now, a perfect example is when you go into a movie theater. You know, we grow up with popcorn and all those kind of things. Yes, automatically, most people, you're going to buy that, and that might be the treat night that people use. You know, where they go ahead and they have that pop, whatever it is, or that beverage. But the bottom line still, if you fill up on several glasses of water before you go to that, obviously you're going to be so full that you're going to consume less. And those calories are all just converted to that anyways, you know, the pops and all that stuff. So those are things, again, that we really want to get to the point where that's just, it's kind of a rare thing. But nowadays, if you look at most people, they sit down at a restaurant. The first thing they say is, yeah, give me this, okay? A sweet this, a sweet that. And I'm not naming products. That's why
right.
I'm not the names of these things. But I would say 99% of the time when I go in a restaurant, literally, I either walk in with a bottle of water. And honestly, I don't care if it's an expensive restaurant. If I'm paying $100 for a meal and all we're eating is a main course, two people, hey, I'll bring my bottle of water in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I fill up on water first.
Yeah, that's a really, really great tip. Great tip. Okay, listen, Ron, hang on, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ron Henderson is with us, and he is the Fitness King. Check out fitnessking.com, and we've got some more tips for staying encouraged while you're trying to be healthy and fit. And we want to talk a little bit about the books that Ron has written. They're really interesting and really fun, and we'll talk more about that. Ron Henderson, the Fitness King, is with us. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock, 312-981-7200, talk and text. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. If you like us and you check out our Facebook page, you will see all the information and a link to the website for Ron Henderson, who is the personal trainer, author of several books, and he's sharing some tips for better fit and health, fitness and health. And it's fitnessking.com. And we welcome Ron back to the show. Welcome back, Ron.
Yes, glad to be here always.
I love the story about your series of books that you have your books that you have put together and why you started doing that. The latest is the Mason's Snack Attack. Tell everybody how this happened, and it was because of your child, correct?
Yeah, my first child, you know, everybody, you know, that first child, you're always excited, but, you know, your first child, that's like your first child, and my son, I named him Mason, and, I you know, when you're busy, and literally, and like I said, I don't count, other people could count how many clients trained, I've trained thousands, literally, over the years, but when you're working, let's say, 13-hour days, and you want to see your kid, too, so I have pictures of my son in the crib, right, in my workout studio. So he grew up in that environment, and he's hearing me talking about push it tight, contract, and all these things. And eventually when he got where he could move enough to pick up a lightweight, I put the lightweight down because that's too heavy for him. But eventually he was actually able to pick up, you know, like a pound or whatever, and he'd start moving around exercising. And I thought of, you know what, he loves exercising. And then I also remember even before that, when he was sitting on my lap as a child, I would take his arms, Nick, and I would move it back and forth. And this is what I would say. Push, push in, push out, push in, work out, work out, work out, work out. And he'd smile. And so he saw that exercise was fun for Dad. It was fun for him. And then eventually I even made some kind of a bench that I had my son on where he could actually fake like he was working out. But all those things came together, and I said, I got to write this book on Mason's backyard workout, because he was always wanting to work out with his dad, and he loved it, and it motivated me just to see my son kind of get this growing up naturally. And so the first book I wrote was about a mouse named Mason, who basically decided to have a backyard workout where he would invite all of his animal friends over, to do a workout. And then basically in the workout, each of those animals would do what came natural for them. You know, Marty the monkey stretching from the tree, Heidi the horse running in place, obviously, Marty the monkey doing coconut curls and all these different things. But that was their inspiration for that first book. And then, of course, you know, at another book, Mason's Snack Attack, which was the last children's book. And that was really about inspiring kids to start thinking more about what they're eating, eating healthier and eliminating, like I said earlier, the things like the sodas and start grabbing things that are nutritious to their body. And so I even have a rap song that goes with it by a national recording guy did the music for that. And so just trying to inspire kids to start early.
Yeah. And people can see these books and get them if they go to your website, fitnessking.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you, you know, you mentioned, you know, you wanted to write these children's books in order to inspire kids to work out more. Talk a little bit about all the technology and your, you know, the iPads and the phones and, you know, the internet and TV and stuff like that. Kids are a lot less active now than they were a long time ago. When I was growing up, Ron, we were outside every day. We were outside all the time. We were running around. We were climbing. We were playing. And it just doesn't – you don't see that very often anymore. Kids are stuck in front of these screens, and they're doing all this electronic stuff and gadgets and things like that instead of getting out and climbing and running like we used to when we were kids. What's a good way to motivate kids to put down the electronics and actually get outside and do something?
Well, don't buy the electronics.
Yeah.
That seems really, really cold because you brought up something that's really – it's true. If you think about it, when was the last time you saw a kid coming into the house dirty?
Yeah.
Nick, we come into the house filthy dirty. Why? Because we were playing outside all day. Do you remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen now because parents, honestly, they're so hooked on technology themselves that as soon as that kid is old enough where they think their kid can work the iPad, they think it's cool. It's the worst thing you can do is put an iPad in your kid's hand at too young of an age. Because why? They don't have the ability to manage their time. It takes a maturity. So when I get home at night, my wife will tell you this, when I get home at night after 6 o'clock, for the most part, unless it is an emergency, you will not see me on my phone. Mm. You have to have a break for those things. And kids right now, their attention is drawn to the computers, the iPads, and then, of course, what are they doing as they're sitting on the computer? They're sipping on some sugary drink. They're not sitting there drinking water. They're not sitting there sucking down, you know, like chewing on some carrots or some celery or some broccoli, okay? So you really want to keep it out of their hands, and if you do put it in their hands, you want to make sure, I think you have to educate your kids about it, about the importance of not overdoing it and have an understanding, and plus it's not good for them. There's other things that we could get into later,
right,
why it's not good for their eyes and different things, but
right.
It's the parents' job basically just to reinforce the fact that this is something that you can get on for a little bit, but don't overdo it.
Okay.
You agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this. How does Mason feel about the books? How does he feel about that? That he's a mouse?
My son likes it. Obviously, he likes it because it's, I mean, he's Mason, and the books, you know, he gets credit for it because the motivation, again, like I said, was to come up with something for my son. But my son, he's an actor, too. He's into acting, and he's pretty, what's the word? He's pretty shy even about his gifts and his talents. He's not somebody that would brag. And so, no, he's happy. You know, he loves his dad. And, you know, you can't really ask for any more than that, Nick.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, listen, Ron, always a pleasure talking to you. Been a personal trainer for over 3 decades. The latest book is Mason's Snack Attack. You can get all the information for the books and the information about staying in shape and getting in shape by going to fitnessking.com. That's fitnessking.com. And you can also check us out on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Ron, always a pleasure, and thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
And thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on the number one radio station in the world. It is.
That's right, sir. All right, Ron, thank you.
All right,
Ron Henderson, an inspirational guy in his 60s, and the guy, you know, the guy before we got him on the air, he always does this. We've had him on several times. He's doing pull-ups, he's doing chin-ups, sit-ups, he's running around. The guy is constantly, you know, like, it seems like every time we talk to him, he has just finished doing, you know, a major workout that none of us half his age could do. A very inspirational, very cool guy. Ron Henderson, he's got the children's books, and he is the Fitness King. Check out fitnessking.com. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.